But you actually, basically, could run all the overts out of a motivator and have it drop out. And even though there are motivators, you see, that go hand in glove with overts as engrams, you see, there's an engram that is the overt and an engram that's a motivator. See, and you'd better run the engram that's the overt. They go together, see, looking at whole track phenomena. The overt might occur in the year 83 B.C., and the motivator, what was done to the P.C., you see, he beheaded somebody in 83 B.C., and he was beheaded in 1205 A.D. Well, you pick up 1205 A.D. of a beheading scene, that's the first scene you'll get of his overt. Of course, the smart thing to do is to go, not run that one at all, but go scouting on the track, if you're running engrams, to find the overt engram. And run that. But today we're sufficiently good that we could run the motivator right off the top of the pair. We've never been able to do that well before. It always was lengthy. The fast way to run an engram is find the overt that makes it the motivator. But anything done well on a case improves the case. And anything done sloppily on a case tends to deteriorate the case. If you work on those maxims, why, you're all set, you see. If you sit down to clean up two-way calm with this PC, you see, and clean up overts and on auditors and PCs and so forth, and you just go to town, you pick up all of the people that'd make guilty if he stayed stuck in sessions, and you pick up all the overts, and you pick up all of the withholds, and you just patch the case up and patch the case up, you see, so it can be audited. Next thing you know, the guy is almost clear. You've just done that very well, see? So what you do, do well. Now, on the list I've been giving you at this moment, you are at the make-break point of a case. You've merely got to clean up the willingness of the PC to recover. And in searching all of the unwillingnesses to recover and all the people it'd make feel guilty, very often the whole case computation will fall out in your lap. But you've no more than gotten to the willingness of the case to recover when you've done all of those steps. It's not necessarily a long job, but it is a thorough job that you must approach this thing with. And it's approached intelligently. It's not approached hit or miss. It's approached with the auditor at cause, with the auditor willing to just knock this thing apart and set somebody up and put them in business. Done that way, why, you'll have big wins. Of course, to the steps I've got right here, you'll find that most of the person's facsimiles and everything, if you just do the steps which I've given you so far, will have keyed out, fallen out, so forth. He'll be registering, usually. He'll be registering at his clear reading, and you would have somebody that had passed an HCL clear test. But that's not what you're here to learn, necessarily. You're just going to have to do that to get a case going up to a point where we can break the case. I'll take that up in the next hour. Thank you.